I crept to the door and entered the room quietly. I stalked my prey. She was lying so quietly and unsuspectingly in her bed. She would never see me coming. A part of me wanted her to see me, to know who I was and what I was about to do. I stood at the edge of the bed and looked down at her sleeping form. I didn't have the pleasure to listen to her scream. I couldn't alert my other prey. I had to take them down quickly before the real fun could begin. I looked down at the face that was so familiar to me, so similar to my own. I had to kill her. I ran a finger down her cheek. My head was screaming to stop, but I knew I couldn't. I grabbed her by the hair and jerked her head back, exposing the vulnerable length of her neck. Her eyes shot open and she stared at me, wide-eyed and afraid. Her blue eyes, the same shade as my own, pleaded with me not to hurt her. I had to hurt her. I put the knife to her throat with a shaking hand. I pressed hard and started to slit her throat. Blood sprayed from the wound mid-stroke, and I jumped, slightly surprised. I knew about arterial spray, but I had never experienced it firsthand. I finished cutting her throat as quickly as possible. I watched the life drain out of her eyes. Her mouth worked like she was trying to speak as she died. I did it. I killed my own mother. I woke up with a scream ripping out of my throat. I was covered in sweat. I looked around the room, and for a moment, I was teleported back to that night. I didn't see the room. Instead, I saw another room covered in blood splatter. My hands had blood all over them. I looked down, and my clothes were covered in blood. I closed my eyes and counted down from 10. When I got to 1, I opened my eyes and was back in my bedroom. I looked at the clock. I slept for a whole 2 hours. Great. I knew I was going to have a hell of a time functioning today. Good thing I had plenty of coffee downstairs. I got out of bed. I knew that there was no way I could ever go back to sleep before I had to be up for the day. I went into the bathroom and splashed cold water on my face. I looked in the mirror and studied my reflection. My blue eyes were haunted. My cheeks looked hollowed out, and my skin was a pale color. My long blonde hair hung listlessly. I sighed. Maybe if I could get more sleep at night without the nightmares plaguing me, I could convince people I was all right. To hell with people. I wanted to convince myself. I turned the shower on, making the water as hot as I could stand. I stripped down and stepped into the shower. I leaned my head against the wall and let the water beat down onto my back. How could I continue living like this? I wasn't eating. I definitely wasn't sleeping. I was full of guilt about what I had done to my parents last month. I couldn't even close my eyes without seeing the scene. I knew I had to get myself together. I stood under the shower until the water ran cold.